Welcome to AchieveCast, the podcast that tells the stories of the great works happening in Achieve communities across this country. I'm Dr. Tate Martin, and for the next couple of minutes, I'll be speaking with those who make our communities healthier through Achieve. Today's podcast focuses on two Achieve coaches and how they're dealing with policy change in their community. First off, I talk with Nicole Willis from Whatcom, Washington. I had Nicole explain how she balances policy change and programs in her community.
Nicole Willis, and I am a community health specialist at the Whatcom County Health Department, and I also serve as the Whatcom Achieve Projects as a community coach, and we are, Whatcom County is our Achieve Project. I think it's been a little challenging. I think anytime you try to bring a new idea and change is hard, and it's there's the right way to sort of engage your partners, and so the goal would be to try to learn as we go, and you don't want to come across as anti-program, because we do know that programs can change behavior. What we tried to do, I think one of the strategies that's working the best, because we did have some barriers or some folks just having a hard time accepting that, you know, why should I give up the program piece, or how does this policy stuff even work? It seems really daunting, and it seems like we're just going to keep meeting, and how do we, it doesn't feel like actually doing anything. There's not that, you know, sometimes policy work, you don't always have that real feel-good feeling, because people are going to be asking those tough questions on why should I support your work, and politics is tough. The health community is not really used to that. We're not trained like that. But what we're seeing is there are advocates, you know, planning and development and public works, and those folks have been doing a lot of sort of community development work for a long time, and they're the most open, I would say, with the health piece. You know, they're curious on how you can plan a community and it can impact the health. But it's really helping our program level partners of thinking like, you know, we need to do this work so the work that you're doing sticks around, and that it lasts longer, and that you know, we're all shooting for the same goal. So I think really explaining the strategy that has worked the best is just explaining that policy systems and environmental change can lay the foundation for successful programs. And that's been a nice talking point for our partners to see that we are, in fact, a partner that's trying to help make their work last longer. So you have to be aware that, you know, it may, policy work may come across as sort of like a competing initiative. You know, well, maybe we're going to be going after the same funding now, or but really showing that the best programs are those that we both affect, you know, the community level and the individual level. We're going to have the best successes when we work together.
Next, I talk to Linda Colangelo, and she tells me how she explains policy change in her community.
I'm Linda Colangelo. I'm the Director of Health Education and Communications for the Northeast District Department of Health. That is the organization that is serving as the fiduciary for HealthQuest Northeast Connecticut. There are groups of people, you know, a growing group of community advocates working hard to implement positive policy changes in our communities and schools and work sites. You know, so we're trying to talk to our communities about tangible things that they can understand when we talk about policy change. But I think until we get our community understanding that virtually everything we do is kind of based in policy, a lot of times we just don't say it. And it's that aha moment when you point to something and say, oh, yeah, when a school changed their curriculum to allow the kids to walk 10 minutes in the morning, that was a policy change of sorts. So long as we get on the same page and we put the education out there first about what policy change is, then I think we will have communities ready to buy in.
The payoff of policy change is a healthy community for years to come. I would like to thank Nicole Willis and Linda Colangelo for sharing their insight on policy change with us today. This podcast has been brought to you by the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts or get more information, visit us on the web at achievecast.com. This has been Dr. Tate Martin, and until next time, let's all work together to make our communities healthier.